This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I want to talk to you about the practical side of Vedic wisdom, and that being how easy it is to perform, how easy it is to adapt into your life. I mean, everybody is busy. Everybody is struggling for existence. The economic pressure being caused by the so-called bankers, criminals, actually, of the world, is forcing people to focus on money. And it's been doing that for a very long time. And so the people, every one of us, is struggling for enough money to pay everything, and hopefully a little additional money to do better things, improve our lives. The foolish among us, they hope for a holiday. But the intelligent among us, they hope to have an opportunity to do good to others. And they try to improve themselves, and they try to assist others to improve themselves, and they have a higher value to life. And personally, and I know others as well, experience a type of frustration that you don't have the resources to do more than survive. And this is a difficult issue for so many people because we're being squeezed into a survival mode as opposed to being into one of philanthropic mode or kindness, general compassion to others. We're pushed right now to a situation where we've stopped seeing others as our brothers and sisters. We're thinking of people as them. And we're separating ourselves, our hearts, our compassion, our humanity from other people to the point that we're callous. Now, I blame 90% of this on the media that depicts and calluses our hearts with improper reporting and spin on stories and showing the negative only. And they have their own agenda. I'm sure anyone with 2 cents to rub together has figured that out, that the media has an agenda that is not for the betterment of the people. Similarly, the governments have agendas that are not for the benefit of the people. You can have a referendum and vote, we don't want that, and the government says, we're going to have it. So this is the end of democracy. When the vote of the people, the will of the people, the needs of the people are denied for some other agenda that profits a few and gives control of life and liberty to others and not to the individual. So this is where the Vedic wisdom comes forward and shines a light of alternative conception and perspective that is sorely needed in our human society. We need to recognize that behind this variety of hidden agendas is one root cause, and that is godlessness. They want to deny God and make you follow them. It's two-pronged. One is they want control over people, and two is they won't want you to think there's anybody above them you can call upon. So they're trying to remove the competition. And now they're trying to depopulate the planet. Everything you can think of. If you stop and you look, how would this particular problem that we have, or they've created, or they deny exists, how would this particular problem fit into a depopulation program? And you will become awakened. You will find that everything that is wrong in the world that you are in anxiety about or you're disgusted with has a link to the concept of let's depopulate the planet. So we understand that the eugenicists run the United Nations. They run the vaccine companies. They run the pharmaceuticals. They run the agricultural chemicals. And all of these approaches to life are to reduce the population. And then we have, as I started talking to you today, we have the bankers who are reeling in the money as much as they can. They have a completely illegal system of fiat money where they can create out of nothing 10 times as much money as they actually have. And the money they actually have is ours that we've deposited in their institutions for safekeeping. And now it's no longer safe. And they're trying to take it away from us and restrict our access. I saw an article today how the Deutsche Bank in Europe is collapsing, and so people are starting to remove their money, and oh, they had a technical problem that all their ATM machines shut down and no one could remove money. Yeah, right. So we are the target. You, your desire to lead a healthy, happy, peaceful, cooperative life of compassion, of intelligence, of growth, of maturity, getting out of the hive mind concept, making decisions for yourself, bringing your destiny into your own hands. Whether you're a farmer or you're a school teacher, whether you're fixed in industry, wherever you may be in your life, you're being squeezed financially and morally. We have the meat-eating problem, which is completely destroying the compassion of humanity. The people don't recognize that there is a link between the inhumane acts we cause upon animals and the problems that face the human society. This is being allowed to happen on a cosmic platform because we won't stop slaughtering innocent animals with our intelligence. We have hands, and those hands are intended for and are the only thing that has the capacity to sow seed. And if we sow seed, we feed all the lower species. We feed ourselves. The fertility of the land is there. But we're not tilling the land. We're slaughtering everything and putting it in our mouths. This misconception of the responsibility of humanity and the denial of our stewardship responsibilities to the planet and to the Lord, who has made a harmonic interchange of species called the balance of nature. We have destroyed it. We've fallen to a moral low. We are allowing ourselves to put the palate before common sense, before the lives of millions of living beings. So we need to wake up to this intensity of difficulty that's around us. The intensity of being held responsible. This is another methodology that's being propagated among the school children, the preschool children, the education system, the university, the television, the gamers, all the way to everybody you know. You won't be held responsible. Just go ahead and do whatever you want. No one sees, you'll get away with it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Because all of this is based upon the concept there is no God with the all-seeing understanding of what you're doing. And this is a fallacy. This is false. The Vedic literature describes in extreme detail how the Lord has the capacity to witness everything you do. And you have a special individual account that's being kept for you, the living entity, not you, this person in this body, in this life. That's a very limited perspective. But you're an eternal living entity in a temporary body. You have an eternal account. But you're living on the temporary platform, denying that the eternality of yourself and the eternality of your account exists. This is a very dangerous denial. Because you are being held responsible for what you do. So look at what you do. You, generally speaking, all of the people listening, you're maintaining and sustaining the slaughter of innocent animals instead of sustaining and maintaining human agriculture. I did a show not too long ago about how much of you contributed to the food chain. You've eaten every day, at least once a day, maybe twice, maybe three, maybe a few snacks on the side. You've consumed your lot, but what have you contributed? Why do we have anybody on our planet hungry? And I don't just mean humans. I mean anybody. Animal, human, ant. There's nobody should be hungry on this planet because the fertility is there. It's man's responsibility to bring that fertility out through sowing seed to feed everyone. Everyone can live in peace. If you haven't eaten in 3 days, you don't have peace. It doesn't matter how many cars or chairs or anything else you have. If you're on your fifth day without food, you don't have peace. So we have a situation where the leaders are insane and the media is covering it up and the people are suffering all over the planet. Just like we see that we're putting all these animals to the slaughterhouse and they're suffering horrendous lives. So we need to come back from that. We need to say, what can I do to change my life and perspective? The answer is you can adopt the simple principles of the Vedic wisdom. The Vedic wisdom teaches that you should not consume food that has not been offered to and thereby sanctified by the Lord. In the Vedic literature, God is known as Krishna, which means the all-attractive person. So if we offer our food to Krishna, what he says he will accept in Bhagavad Gita, fruit, flower, water, leaf, food grains, milk products. If we offer these with love and devotion, it becomes sanctified food, known as mercy. And when you take that mercy, your consciousness is advanced. And you've realized there's no need for me to eat animals. This opens a big doorway of success. Similarly, we're to refrain from illicit sex. Meat eating, we just covered. Gambling and intoxications. You look at the situation we have. Everybody is on drugs. I don't care which one. Everybody is on drugs. It starts at very shockingly young. Energy drinks. Coffee, tea, cigarettes. Illegal drugs, street drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, a host of different types of things. And it goes on and on and on to the grave. These old people being pumped with pharmaceutical drugs. Oh, take this drug. Oh, I'm getting side effects. Oh, take two of these then too. Okay, now take four of those and two of these and one of those. You shouldn't have a problem. Oh, but I'm having another side effect. Oh, okay, take two more of those over here. It's simply wasting the life, simply draining the money, draining the life force, draining the peace and happiness where you could spend the latter years of life focusing on love of God. So it's stated in the Vedic literature, no intoxication. Start early, no intoxication. It's already a crazy world. It's intoxicated with itself, with its cruelty. So why do we need more intoxication on top of intoxication? We need knowledge as delivered in Bhagavad Gita as it is, so we know and remember, revive our consciousness as to who we really are. We are eternal living entities, fragmented part and parcel of God, independent, allowed independence by His mercy to take on these temporary material bodies for enjoyment. And as ye sow, so ye reap. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. So if you can just simply pull back from these four principles that are warning you, they don't help. And you can put yourself on a platform of being a steward of the planet and a servant of God and adopt this perspective of life. The vibration rate of the planet is being messed up by so many electronic devices, so many broadcasts, so many unnecessary things. And if you can change your vibration in spite of it all and raise yourself to a higher platform, this is what any intelligent person would adopt. And the Vedic literature teaches chanting the great mantra for deliverance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This sets up a vibration rate that one rides, sets upon, focuses, harmonizes with, engages the mind and the senses and the breathing. It's meditation. Meditation of the highest order. And it allows you to free yourself from those things that are bothering you, And in many instances, those things that don't really matter. So the responsibility in the human form of life is there. Whether you accept it or not, your account is being kept. So it's better to recognize there is an account being kept in my name. I'd best go ahead and act such that I get a good result when the tally is done. So the Vedic literature says, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to purify yourselves from the contaminated environment. Remove yourself from these four principles of illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication, so there's no sinful activity to recontaminate you. Read the Vedic literature to understand what the Lord has said is right for the human species, and how it's been protected and delivered through a chain of spiritual masters to this day without adulteration, so you get the straight story. It's not some revised so-called scripture. It's the straight stuff, protected by the Lord specifically. You can't fiddle with this. So that you know. You read it, you know. When you read the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is, you know. You hear it and you realize, I've heard something that is more complex, more direct to the point, more impact on my life, more benefit to my perspective, more beneficial to the directions of what I should do with my independence than anything I've ever read before. And real knowledge should have that effect on you. We can have compassion, we can have emotion about many different books, but that's completely different than when you have realization, knowledge. Realization, this is good and this is bad. This is what I want, this is what I need, this is what is going to make me a better person and a happier being. And this is what the Vedic literature does. It teaches you, how do you satisfy your desire to be happy? We're all struggling to find ways. We're struggling with all the things we've mentioned so far on our program today. All of these pressures that are upon us are pushing us away from the goal of being happy. You see the people, they have a few minutes with their spouse, or a few minutes with their kids, or a few minutes without anxiety, and they go, oh, phew, this is wonderful. It makes it all worth it. But you're supposed to spend your lifetime in that happiness, not a few moments. We're not living a normal life. We're living an imposed standard. The Lord's saying, why are you doing this? Why are you allowing these people to control you? Surrender to Krishna, and He will take control of your life, and you will be freed from their nonsense. In spite of it all that's going on, this is what we want. We want liberation from their pressures upon our lives. And they're trying to tell you there is no alternative. Don't turn to God. He isn't really there. He won't help you. But anybody who does, they become evangelistic. They want to tell everybody, oh my goodness, you don't have to live like that. I didn't realize it. I gave it up and I surrendered to the Lord. And oh my goodness, it's a different world. It's a different point of view. It's a different reality. And this is what we need. If you adopt the simple principles of don't do this, read the Vedic literature, sanctify and purify, offer your food, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you don't have to change a lot else in your life. When you realize what is important to you, and you realize what is contaminating you, and you realize what upsets you, you will automatically change your life for the better. But until you step out of the box, until you cut your collar off, and stop being like everyone else or like others want you to be, and you become you, a full expression of you, your own interpretation, your own understanding of life in a God-conscious way. I've covered on many shows that this is what the Lord wants. He made us all individuals so that there's an individual expression in all of us. And if we take that individual expression into love of God, if we take it into self-realization, if we take it into our social predicament, We're individuals. We have a point of view. We're trying to do better and encourage others to do better. This is when your contribution matters. This is when the Lord goes, that person is actually being independently conscious. That person, I have a special place for them. And actually, as soon as you start being you, you find there is a special place for everyone in the Lord's service. So we rise above these misconceptions that are imposed upon us by our environmental influences. And we realize that what we feel within our hearts, the frustration, the covered with a blanket concept, the frustration concept, needs to be addressed. The Vedic literature is here to educate you and show you a path, a method that you can easily follow. And you can start on another path, and you can start with another concept, and you can free yourself from the anxieties that are bothering you in every step of your life. We see so many good people get cynical because they try all of the artificial means of success and become frustrated, and cynical, and depressed. And that's not what human life is for. And the alternative is to become knowledgeable, to be engaged in spiritual activity, to see things from the Lord's point of view. This idea, you can't see God, you can't find God, you don't know what God thinks, that is nonsense. The Lord is very open and very willing to express His attitude, His point of view, His desires, His compassion for you. It's you using or misusing your free will that's made this predicament you're in as an individual and what you're in collectively as a society you've been born into. So the correction is the use of your free will. But that can't be directed in the correct direction until you approach the spiritual master to hear the Vedic literature in the disciplic succession, so you understand the point of view the Lord is presenting to you. When you see that point of view, everything else becomes clear. Oh, I see why these people do that. They have an alternative goal. They have an alternative plan. Oh, I see that. They're envious. They're criminal. Oh, they're this, they're that. And you step outside of it, and you see it so much clearer. And then you can look at your life and go, well, how do I actually do what's right? How do I actually solve my problems? How do I actually improve my lot? With my free will and independence, I see others aren't, but I still can. Let me be trained. Let me be educated. Let me follow someone who is a fully self-realized, God-conscious being. Let me listen to that person and follow, because he's chalked out a path that leads directly to the goal of eternal bliss and knowledge. It's stated clearly in the Vedic literature. That is where one who becomes devoted to God goes. He goes back to the spiritual kingdom and engages 100% in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. That begins when you become aware that you're qualified and that the process is easy. And it begins with hearing the truth, hearing the Lord's plan, the Lord's point of view. Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the empowered representative of the Lord for this age, to give you that knowledge, to give you that opportunity. You use it how you use it. Use it in your own way, your unique expression of reality. And develop the good qualities. Become saintly. You don't have to wear a special garb, you have to think a special way. And you can become the compassionate person. You can become the intelligent person. You can become a leader of others who will notice this person is evolving. This person is kind. This person sees. He's not in doubt. He's not following because the others are following. He sees where he wants to go and is working to get there with his own confidence and determination and some sort of a driving force, a force of support and caring, and it's keeping him independent. Become that person. That is your right. That is your birthright. That is your secure path to your own perfection. This is what the Vedic literature is wishing. It's not trying to make you one of us, point of view. It's trying to make you a better you. You have to recognize that you're not expressing the best side of you, not the whole best side of you. And that when you do get the opportunity to do that, that's when you feel real, alive. That's when you feel the best. That is what the Lord wants for you all the time. It is only the environment you're in and the problems you've created by your previous acts that's gotten you into the condition you're in now, wishing you were in a fully stable condition. So this is a huge opportunity, a huge impact on your life, and it's free, it's easy. It's practiced anywhere. The rules are simple. You are intelligent enough to understand. You are self-controlled enough to enact and develop these processes in your own life, following the instructions of the spiritual master and expressing it in your own way, such that you develop the perspective, you develop the stability, the focus, and the love of God that makes you divine again. Free from the misconceptions of this material conception of life, the material struggle for existence. Read the Vedic literature, chalk out a path of life, fulfill your own destiny, become the best person you can become. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.